Silage harvest is in full swing, and as crops are chopped, soils are left open to the forces of nature and potential erosion. Farmers looking to protect their fields should consider planting winter annuals, achieving ground cover, and a source of forage. Millbourne Seeds product expert Justin Frichte points to three popular winter annual options.
We should really be looking at winter annuals such as cereal rye, forage winter wheat, or triticale. And each can give us something a little bit different. If we're looking to capture a grazing crop next spring where maybe we'll want to put pears out on, cereal rye is really the best option. That's probably also the best cover crop option to suppress weeds if we want to get back into a annual cropping rotation.
Forage wheat is a second option for fall planting, producing premium quality feed which can be baled as dry hay. If looking for tonnage for chopping, winter triticale is known for its high yields, decent quality, winter hardiness, and drought tolerance. Frichte advises planting winter annuals through mid-October for greatest fall growth, but even later plantings can be productive next spring. Frichte says winter annuals might also be considered in areas challenged by wet soils.
Some of these low areas that are now extremely damp, but we know that we can usually farm those. Having something grow now and then use excess moisture in the spring from snowfall is going to allow you to probably get into those areas and plant next spring.
Finally, farmers looking solely for ground cover, which will winter kill, might choose crops like oats or radishes, providing winter protection for the soil without the need for spring termination. I'm Pam Geppert reporting on today's Dakota Farm Talk.